When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his party arrived at Yajpur, the Lord asked the two government officers who had come with him to return. I'm going to go back. So verse 146, I'll read through to 150. Similarly, tolerating separation from you, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has protected your vow with great endeavor. In this way, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya revived Gadadhara Pandit. Then both of them, very much grief-stricken, returned to Jagannath Puri, Nilachal. All the devotees would abandon all kinds of duties for Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's sake. Yet the Lord did not like the devotees giving up their promised duties. All these are the misgivings of loving affairs. Whoever listens to these incidents gets the shelter of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's lotus feet very quickly. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his party arrived at Yajpur, the Lord asked the two government officers who had come with him to return. Purport by His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada. The place called Yajpur is very well known in Orissa. It is a subdivision of the Katak district and is situated on the southern side of the Vaitarani River. Formerly, great sages performed sacrifices on the northern bank of the Vaitarani River. Consequently, the place is known as Yajpur, the place where sacrifices are performed. Some people say that this was one of the capital cities of King Yayati, and that from the name Yayati Nagara, the name Yajpur has come. As stated in the Mahabharata, the Vanaparva, chapter 114, Etikalingaha Konteya Yatra Vaitarani Nadi Yatra Yajata Dharmopi Devan Sharanametya Vai Atra Vai Rishayo Nye Chapura Kratu Bhir Ijira. According to the Mahabharata, the great sages formerly performed sacrifices in this place. There are still many temples of demigods and incarnations there, and there is also a deity of Sri Varahadev. This deity is especially important and is visited by many pilgrims. Those who worship the Supreme Lord's energy worship Varahi, Vaishnavi, and Indrani, as well as many similar forms of Devi, the internal energy. There are many deities of Lord Shiva, and there are many places along the river known as Dashashvamedha Ghat. Sometimes Yajpur is also called Nabhigai or Viraj Kshetra. Om Agyanti Mirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militamena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Gadamayam Dadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yata Padakamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagna Ragnatam Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padhan Sahagna Lalita Shri Vishakam Vitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpatru Bhischa Kripa Sindhu Bevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So I don't need to catch you up too much because we had CC yesterday as well. So essentially we are at the scene where Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has convinced Gadadhar Pandit to go back to worshipping Gopinath and to return to Jagannath Puri, Neelachal. And Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya is trying to console Gadadhar Pandit. Throughout the CC, we will see multiple displays of affection, of yearning, of crying, a multitude of emotions. Sometimes you'll read about anger. Sometimes you'll read about forgiveness. Sometimes you'll read about extreme acts of tolerance and deep acts of humility. Sometimes the pastimes are a little confusing. If you try and measure them by even devotional social standards, for example, when the Lord tries to, you know, grab the feet of his spiritual masters, which one would think, well, that's normal, no? And his spiritual masters try to touch his feet back, and thinking, okay, well, hang on a minute, aren't we supposed to learn from Lord Chaitanya's example? This can be quite bewildering. But whatever you see, whatever we read, it is rooted in this one very essential point. It is in the context of an attitude of service. Service steeped in humility. We hear about humility and servitude so much, we can often forget that it's not just a popularized paradigm of Vaishnavism or Gaudiya Vaishnavism. Actually, nothing Srila Prabhupada gave us was because it's popular or because it's fashionable or because it might get more followers or because it's the vibe of the generation. Okay, nothing. Every single thing he gave us, right down to the service attitude, right down to why we cultivate humility, okay, right down to why he insisted on calling everybody Prabhu and have everybody else call each other Prabhu, regardless of whether you're older, younger, what your position is, this mood of you are my master. You know, it all came from Shastra. If you read CC and you read it closely, everything, the culture of devotional service that Srila Prabhupada has given us is exactly, precisely out of the pages of Chaitanya Charitamrita. He has continued the atmosphere that was presiding over this planet at the time of Lord Chaitanya within this community, with the mood that it can go outside of this community so that the entire planet becomes the community of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And so going back to parts of the CC where, and Shastra, where we can remind ourselves, where did this mood come from? Why do we have this mood? Who propagates this mood? Is it just a few people? Has it been there since all of time? Actually, yes, it's been there since all of time, since the beginning. Because this service attitude, this mood of humility, this mood of das, anudas, 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 to the power of infinity, is there from the very beginning. And it's there, seated within the very core and pervading the entire persona of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Today is Advaita Acharya's appearance day. One class cannot do justice to his glories, but if you want to know more about Advaita Acharya, even after today, the sixth chapter of the Adi Lila goes into more detail about Advaita Acharya. And then we find more of his pastimes in chapter 12 of the Madhya Lila. But before we go into specifically Advaita Acharya, I want to come back to this point about this attitude of servitude. That's in this saying, it's explained in the sixth chapter, in verse 88. The sixth chapter, there's a lot of nectar. People often think that Adi Lila is just setting the scene and telling us who's who. But actually, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami isn't telling us who's who so that we just understand the setting of the scene in terms of a drama. But he's actually giving us the essential detail, not just of who's who, but the why of the who's who, what their purpose is. And actually, if you read that, you understand why we see these unusual behaviors
feelings and intense emotions expressed throughout the CC in the context of a loving competition to see who can serve the other person better. And then one of these verses, 6:80, is very, very key in this. The verse says, the source of the sentiment of servitude is indeed Lord Balaram. The plenary expansions who follow him are all influenced by their ecstasy. In verse 100, Shri Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami tells us the position of being a devotee is higher than that of equality with Lord Krishna. For the devotees are dearer to Lord Krishna than his own self. Krishna's first expansion and manifestation is the personification of service attitude. That says so much. For the Supreme Personality of Godhead to really fully be happy, to really fully experience everything, to really fully be Atmaram, for everything he makes to really function smoothly, to bring the highest point of happiness for every living entity and for himself. The first Bhava mood that he manifests, his very, very first expansion, is the personification and the personality of service. This is why we describe Balaram and Lord Nityananda as the Supreme Personality of Godhead in the mood of service. And so his complexion reflects this. It's not just a fancy term. This is very clearly written in verse 88.